if I'm being honest with you, I think he's
Sure.
that kind of guy. And I kind of think that's what that was. So I don't know. I think it's sort of silly. They don't, players now don't really have leverage because of how the CBA is constructed with rookie contracts. So, there's not really leverage there. And, it's just weird. I think the talk of Washington trading the second pick is weird. I just think it's, part of it being such a long process between the end of the season and the build up to the draft. Sometimes people just like to speculate, and you just have to watch where it comes from and the reputation of the people it's coming from in particular, this Burrow stuff and who's really hammering the, does he really want to go to Cincinnati angle, and does Cincinnati not actually want him, that kind of stuff. So it can be pretty silly.
All right, once we get past Burrow and then Chase Young, who to you is left on the board that you would say can't miss, you got to go draft this guy for the Lions or for the Giants or even for a trade up if you're looking at a quarterback that would be the third best player?
Yeah, I love Isaiah Simmons from Clemson. I think he's a really special player. I know some people are kind of confused on where he'll play, but in modern NFL football in 2020, he's perfect. I mean, he can do everything. He takes up so many different positions for you. He's so versatile. You can ask him to do whatever. I actually think he's a, if I were telling you my rankings right now, overall rankings, I have him ahead of Burrow. Everyone's behind Young, obviously, but Isaiah Simmons to me is the second best player in the draft. I think he's an incredible football player. He's a safety, yes. Is he a linebacker? Yes. Is he a pass rusher? Sure, if you need him to. Can he cover the slot? Yes. So he's everything you really want in a defender. And as far as, the trade up stuff goes, it's gonna depend. I mean, if you're trading up, it's probably to go get Tua Tagovailoa, and who it is, we'll see. It makes sense for the Dolphins to do it, obviously, but weird stuff happens during the draft, and that's the fun of it. But he's risky, obviously. So I don't know. I'm hesitant still on him until we get through the combine.
Okay, do you think we see more than three quarterbacks go in the first round?
Boy, if I knew that, I could tell you tonight's lottery numbers. It's just a thing where Jordan Love is so confusing as a player, the Utah State quarterback, and he's obviously really good, skills wise. But boy, he was bad last year, man. Like,
He really
just not
was.
good at all. Yeah. So, he's interesting. And Jacob Eason from Washington, if Love goes higher than where the Patriots and Saints pick at 23 and 24, I think it is, I think that's going to be fascinating to see where Jacob Eason goes. I really think he's like Drew Bledsoe 2.0. So in my feeble mind, I just think it would be fun if like the Patriots went from Drew Bledsoe to Tom Brady to Drew Bledsoe 2.0. I just like that. Maybe it's goofy, but so I don't know. I'm starting to lean more toward more than three, and we'll see. I mean, that there's going to be a lot of chatter about the quarterback, in the next few weeks, and how they stack up and how high they go, and if Tua's hip stuff is really concerning, we're going to find out more about that. So, it's going to be really fascinating.
Dan Kane, our SB Nation's Mocking the Draft, joining us on TSL. Let's bring it here locally to Knoxville. In many mock drafts, I've seen many people. Vols have ranged from some going hot takes to the first round, others see a majority of them going the third day, the Saturday there in Las Vegas. Who is the first Vol you could see leaving the board, and who do you believe is the most talented out there when it comes to one of those 32 franchises?
Man, Juwan Jennings is a potentially special player if everything is going the right way for him. If you could discount all of the negative character kind of stuff with him, I understand why some people consider him a first round player. Unfortunately, you know, you start to tie in some of the stuff, him getting kicked off a team for a period, the stomp stuff, you know, against Vanderbilt, that kind of, to me, negates some of the special things, like the broken tackles against Missouri, that kind of stuff. But, you know, if you're convinced he's straight and narrow and he's not going to be a problem, I don't think he's a first-round player just because of the character stuff, but he's a guy that if you take him in the second round, third round, I think you're going to have a very productive player if he's, you know, being the player you hope that he is. I mean, his ability to break tackles is incredible. I think he's going to be fast enough. He has good size, so, you know, he's a good player. He's the one that's going to be interesting to me for Tennessee the most.
He might be the biggest wild card to you because of some of the character issues. Is it safe to say you believe that if we were going on best bet for the first Tennessee player to leave the board in Las Vegas, do you believe it could be Darryl Taylor, or is there another name that comes to mind? Maybe it is Juwan Jennings.
I think it's going to be Jennings, but I think they'll be drafted in close to the same range. I think they're both really solid prospects. Taylor, you know, look, he's got the plus of being a pass rusher, quite frankly. I mean, it's such a valuable position. And this year's draft, there's not a ton of them, quite honestly, just these kind of classic pass rushers. And there's no guarantee with anybody and in that position besides Chase Young. I mean, you can go down the list and find huge flaws in every single guy that you would consider ahead of Taylor. So, you know, there's no reason why he shouldn't be in the discussion for the top 100. I think pushing into the second round might be a little much, but, you know, as a speed edge rusher, you know what you're getting with him, and there's a commodity to that. So I think Jennings will go for him, but I think it's going to be close.
Dan, we'll part ways on this one. Look, it's so far out. We haven't even got to the combine yet. My question to you is, if you could hot take it here, if you could just look ahead your crystal ball, what is there to come the draft, the three-day extravaganza? You have three franchises with multiple first-round picks. Everybody always says, oh, the city that's hosting the draft, that franchise has to pull a rabbit out of their hat, Titans last year, now the Raiders this year. Is there something that's in store? Could you see maybe the Dolphins open up for business trying to collect more first-round picks knowing they sit there at five and Tua could be in the mix? There's got to be something that perhaps maybe you're leaning one way or the other.
Well, I'm leaning toward Miami kind of jumping all around. You know, they have three first-round picks. They could trade up for Tua. They could trade that last third-round pick, and jump out of the first round for a team that wants a quarterback. They could get a first-round pick next year. They have so much to do, you know, roster-building-wise. Miami's roster is awful. They could just trade down and accumulate a bunch of second-round picks or third-round picks and build out their terrible roster. So I think they're going to be the fun team to watch. But I wouldn't discount the Raiders because they're the Raiders and they're weird. Just doing something crazy. You know, I don't think they're sold on Carr there. And if they're not, do they package all of those picks and go get Tua? I think that would be, that's must-see TV if you ask me. So, I don't know. Those two teams are going to be interesting. Of course, the Seahawks are always fun because they jump all over the place in the draft. Well, you know, will the Patriots do the same thing? And, you know, there's a ton of fun stuff that's going to happen. But I think Miami's going to be the fun team this year.
Dan Kadar, and SB Nation's Mocking the Draft. Dan, thanks for getting up with us this morning. We appreciate it as always, and continue success. You know, we'll be reading up on it.
Great. Thanks, guys.